The Huddle with codeblue.co.nz. Big company IT service for mid-sized companies.
And tonight on The Huddle we have Josie Pagani. Hello, Josie.
Hi, Larry.
And good to talk to you. And Matthew Hooton is with me in the Auckland studio. Hello, Matthew.
G'day.
And Josie, first to you, what do you see in these imams coming out promoting moderation and tolerance in the mosques?
Well, clearly it's a response, as you said, to the Saudi backing of the Wahhabi extremists, who are the ultra-conservative Sunni Muslims. And the Saudis have been funding mosques and educational institutions across the world since the 70s. And I think something that he just said was really interesting, that in countries, in Western countries like Britain or Australia or wherever, that actually young people there are more susceptible to this ultra-conservative Sunni version of Sunniism because there isn't the whole range of different versions of Islam. Whereas in Pakistan and Egypt, Indonesia, Turkey, you've got Sunni, Shiite, you've got Sufis, you've got all sorts of different, as he said, different strands of Islam. So this is Egypt. Clearly, Egypt's trying to go, okay, Saudi, you've been doing this. Saudi Arabia's been backing these conservatives since the 70s. We're going to bring in what they term as more moderate, which we would probably still say is not that moderate. So it's clearly they're copying the same tactic. But he's right. I don't quite know why they'd be targeting New Zealand.
All right. So, Matthew Hooton, what do you see of this? They're targeting something. We actually don't seem to appear to have a problem here.
Yeah, I'd prefer that the Egyptians focus on extremists in their own country.
Yeah,
thanks very much. I'm not keen on anybody coming here who has believes in a literal interpretation of Abrahamic texts, whether they're Christian, Muslim, or Jews. If they believe in the literal truth of those thousand-year-old things, then not keen on them. And we're a sovereign country. I'd like to hear what Chris Finlayson, the SIS minister, has to say about this, Michael Woodhouse, the immigration minister, because actually it's New Zealand that gets to decide who comes here, not the Egyptian government.
These are the groups that don't believe in a literal interpretation. And so they're trying to counter exactly what you're saying, Matthew, the influence of the Wahhabi.
That's great, but I'd to hear what our government has to say, not the Egyptian government.
Jayce, don't you agree? I mean, I'd like to hear that. And I'd say, aren't they going to other countries that appear to have far greater problems than we do?
Maybe they want to do a sort of, pilot with us, and then they'll try Australia.
Yeah, I mean, Matthew, my feeling is that this could cause more problems, actually, here than what we actually have, you know?
You know, you're running your mosque here, and you have one interpretation of the sacred texts, and someone else is flowing over here by the Egyptian government to tell you you're wrong. I don't see that's going to work out very well.
Josie, issue number two, Helen Clark, the UN job, running for UN Secretary General, good, bad and different. What do you see in this?
I think what's interesting is that her strongest point and her biggest point and her advantage is that she looks like the best person for the job and she happens to be a woman. Whereas the other woman, there's I think four out of the eight candidates, they're women, but they don't necessarily look like they're